that has big time camp. What the movie will be the ultimate champ. You might be finger crazy, my finger diseased, but do you watch another chance to find the best of this?
We rate each movie in 5 categories, none of which are objective quality.
It's Stan, Gene, Jack and Nick who watch it till it's finished, because the love for this movie can be diminished. And make the film's plot has no rhyme or reason, but that's a part of charm.
Colin Brad is off the season.
It's low budget film that is most true. They find a flick that monster boogaloo.
Kung Fu Electric Boogaloo. Kung Fu Electric Boogaloo. Kung Fu Electric Boogaloo. Kung Fu Electric Boogaloo.
Yuck Mala, Yuck Mala. Welcome back, my friends, to another episode of the Kung Fu Electric Boogaloo. This is Season 9, If You Show Me Yours. I am your host, 8th Dan Stanadu, and I am so happy to be with you today. And I am joined, as always, by my good friends, and I got Nick Boxer in the house.
Greetings and salutations. Somebody promised me some werewolves. I'm still looking for them.
And then we got Jack Hall. Are you looking for some werewolves, Jack?
What's up?
Is that better, Nick?
Not really.
and then James Cotta, who brought us the movie that we are going to talk about.
I am really looking forward to talking about this. I remember pitching this as a movie that has werewolves and vampires, but I think I put a question mark under vampires.
Yeah. That is totally fair.
I think you could have put a question mark under movie.
Among the Shadows, a Lindsay Lohan classic.
I love that this movie is like a year old and more obscure than most of the ones we've been doing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was filmed in 2015, so it just took years before it came out.
And the budget only seems ever so slightly higher than the Incredibly Strange Creatures.
This is one of the few movies, maybe the only movie I've ever seen, that has zero critic reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
I think actually that we're the only people who've seen it.
Oh yeah, I was like, well, it's probably, I know it didn't go in the theater, so it's probably on video on demand or something. I'm looking for it. No. You want to see this, you got to dig deep.
All right. Well, speaking of digging deep, please, Nick, dig deep and tell us the plot.
Sure thing. The EU fails. Another EU-type entity is formed called the Federated States of Europe. As well as the United States of Europe, there's two competing European factions. It doesn't
Wait, I
make
thought there a, was just the one.
So I thought, no, they mentioned the United States. They just mention it quickly. It's no big deal.
It's possible.
Our story takes place in the Federated States of Europe. there's an election, and there's two parties running, both run by werewolves. Yeah, other than that, it is a straightforward political thriller. And there are no werewolves that I could see.
Or vampires.
I don't know where that comes into it. It is a straightforward political thriller with, you know, people killing each other and occasionally their eyes glow, but I couldn't make heads or tail of what was going on. I didn't really care either after the first 20 minutes. The first 10 seconds of this film where it explains like Brexit and France and the reconstitution of Europe. Most interesting part of this entire movie.
It does predict Brexit. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It now takes place in the distant future of 3 years from now. A little further out when it was like made, the fact that, still not that far.
I believe Lindsay Lohan filmed all her scenes on the green screen.
Not quite that I not was quite, looking at
close.
That.
Yeah.
There was the one in the cemetery, which clearly wasn't. But yeah. Other than that, I think everything... I do not expect she had more than 2 days of filming.
Oh, God, no. No, there was one in the limousine as well. She's listed as a
producer.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever. I do not believe she had more than 2 days of the filming. If you're looking for trivia on this film, if there's no reviews, there's clearly no trivia. In case you're wondering. If you're looking for any information, like, it's just not out there.
If I did not see this movie in its entirety, I would not believe it existed. It has no footprint whatsoever. It is a ghost.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, more ghosts than werewolves in this film.
Yeah, let's get it. Like I say, if you were to list this, you wouldn't list this as a werewolf film or a vampire film. You would list it as a political thriller. Then the other shit just got thrown in to try and see if they could like sell something. So let's get into what's really important here. Let's not talk about this movie. Let's talk to Jim about why he is such is so fascinated with Lindsay Lohan. I do not understand why I remember when this came out, you were like messaging all of us going, oh, this is out. And then you watched it and you're like talking about all the boogaloo and the this and that. And you'll notice none of the rest of us ever responded going, yeah, I'm going to watch that. None of us ever said that. You're talking about her watching her on her beach show or whatever, a VIP club or whatever. None of us.
Lohan Beach Club, yeah.
Yeah, nobody has. There's like seven people left on Earth who have an interest in her. It's you. I think it's three, actually. It's you, the Saudi Crown Prince, and Liam Hemsworth, maybe. Like, what is your. What do you see in this world? Worthless person, this waste of skin that is Lindsay Lohan. Please explain this to me.
I think she's a modern William Shatner.
We need to. You've seen all her films many times.
I'm really close. I don't know that I've seen every film. Strangely, I don't think I've seen Freaky Friday. I've seen all of her films except Freaky Friday.
All of her films, like you've seen these days, like I'd like to know, like she's not going to make any more films now that she's uninsurable. But you would personally insure her to make more.
You know
what? Why?
Yeah.
She has on you. What is her hole?
Jack, I believe you're unnecessarily harsh on Jim here. I also have interest. I mean, I promised myself I wouldn't watch anymore until she takes over for Tracy Lords, playing a prostitute in every movie.
She does have a bit of that Tracy Lords niche as well of like you she's famous but you can't quite remember why. Like I was watching something with like a horror movie with Tracy Lords and had to explain to my wife Lacey like who Tracy Lords is and why people know of her, and it still sounds weird when you explain it.
Oh yeah.
And Lindsay Lohan's kind of the same thing that she did some, like, I mean, Mean Girls would have been the biggest thing she did. And then it was really, like, all of the stuff she did in the TMZ type stuff of getting arrested and fighting with her family over money and stuff is much more, like, got her much more notoriety than, and now being uninsurable, running the beach club in Greece that seems to have existed only to do the TV show about it, because it just vanished like a chop shop setup or something. It just like, once the TV show was done, it just like the beach just became empty the next day. Like she's as an individual, she's just fascinating to me because I don't know that there's like I don't know that there's any reality to her day to day, let alone like. You know, in the movies. So like she plays the same character in the movie. If you told me that the character she plays who says she's a vampire and has telepathic powers was what Lindsay Lohan's really like in like her real life, that would not surprise me at all.
So there is an article on her, and it's called, I think it was New York Times or The Post, something like that. It's called "This Is What Happens When You Cast Lindsay Lohan in Your Movie." And it was from the time that the Canyons was made.
Oh yeah.
I cannot recommend that article to you any higher. You right. must immediately, when we're done here, read it and then tell me about it. Not everybody should. It is fascinating. She's such a mess. And clearly that hasn't changed.
All right. Opening that in a new tab. Here's what happens when you cast Lindsay Lohan in your movie in the New York Times Magazine.
Right. I believe you. I've actually read that.
It's an amazing read. It's an amazing article.
Nice. Set that aside for later.
All right.
This
is the first movie for the podcast that we've done that I almost turned off and said, I'm just going to lie and say I watched it.
That is like, completely fair.
I literally was thinking about it. I was so close to just going, I'll turn it off and then I'll read about it. And then I couldn't find anything to read about it to tell me so I could pretend that I had seen it. So I was forced to watch it based on that reason.
I think that's another thing that fascinates me about her on screen, particularly in this movie, is that basically everyone knows Lindsay Lohan's name. Like, she's not famous in the way that you think of an actress as being famous. But everyone, like, it's not like I have to explain who Lindsay Lohan is to anyone. They can't quite remember why they know her. Like I said, Mean Girls is the thing that people actually remember. And she's also one of the worst actresses we've had on anything we've done on this show. There's one point where she can't even convincingly read a teleprompter.
And yet she might be she does have more screen presence than anybody else in the film. I'll give her that. Mm-hmm. But as like an actress, she's only just as good as everybody else.
Yeah. Like she's got this unique look that she is both 25 and 118 at the same time.
It's like Alice Cooper.
Yeah. Yeah, she's for a woman, she looks great for a woman in her mid 40s, which is great, which would be terrific if she wasn't 29.
Is she only 29?
When this was filmed, yeah.
Oh,
33 now.
Yeah, right. 33 now. She's actually that she'd only 29. That was a nice guess.
Like 43, I thought.
I mean, this movie. Because I remember watching this and thinking like, yeah, I never thought that Lindsay Lohan was like about my age, and she's not like not anywhere close. I mean, this movie's basically Underworld meets The West Wing.
I've never seen one of the Underworld movies. Is there a detective in that movie?
No, but there is. Well, in Underworld, it's vampires versus werewolves. Kate Beckinsale, who they basically cast a lookalike of Kate Beckinsale as the detective in this movie. The detective in this one's the werewolf. Kate Beckinsale's a vampire. But it is a conflict between vampires and werewolves. And they have this like power struggle, and that's what this one is about as well. There's one scene that explains that, and then it's not important again. Because there's one scene where Lindsay Lohan and Kate Wolf.
Is that her act? You're kidding me, right?
I know her character's name is Christy Wolf. Christy Wolf. That's with an
Fuck
E.
Off. It is not.
It's so Christy Wolf with an E.
And they call her Wolfie a lot.
Well, she calls her Wolfie as like a nickname.
But still,
it's a derogatory nickname.
But the problem is, it's still basically your fucking name.
It's just your last name. It may be like calling Jag just Holly. It's not terribly. It's not really a deep dig. So they explain that there's this balance of power, and you know, what would humans think if they knew that both candidates were werewolves? And then vampires, like the only reason for
picked up so much plot on this.
Yeah,
I was so bored. I did not know what plot there was.
He's watched,
of course,
it
you've
twice.
Seen this 7 or 8 times, right?
Yeah, at least.
Portions of. I mean, I watched the Lohan parts many times.
I don't want to know.
I like that they found a lookalike for Kate Beckinsale. So like Christy Wolf looks like Kate Beckinsale. Lindsay Lohan looks like a deflated football.
in fairness, they found a lookalike for Lindsay Lohan as well for some of those shots where it is very obvious she's not in it.
Yeah, you alluded earlier to how much like try. I mean, I think if you know. If you're coming from a filmmaking point of view, because we look at some of these and then try to kind of like reverse engineer how they actually made that part of the film. And you're drawn into that a few times in this film of how much was done on a green screen, how much was done in a limo that was parked next to the building where they did the green screen.
Yeah.
There are two or three parts where they're like, where it's clearly a body double, like they have to do an overlook. They have to do a narrative, like a what do you call that? Like a when you speak over the film. I can't. I've
voiceover.
Yeah, I've done voiceover. Thank you. A narration or a voiceover to explain that that's who it's supposed to be because the body double's so terrible. They just try to have the hair and someone walking in front of her face. That happens several times. There's only one scene, yeah, where she's with the lead actress. There's a scene. Well, there's two, but one of them is clearly in the same room. It looks more like that footage when when stars are doing, behind the scenes information about movies in front of a green screen.
It does look like
a junket.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're cheap junket. Yeah, like super cheap.
Yeah, where the editor that you have is actually really shitty and just is just like, you know what? I can't really get this green screen to work, so I'm just gonna put a whole lot of white flash around the
same thing with that whole thing that they did with the news network that they kept cutting to. Every time they needed to move the plot or explain something because the film was too shitty, they just did this like they cut to this more than like Frank Miller in The Dark Knight, where it's just this news network and talking heads and terrible green screen, and every single time you're like, it just feels so out of place.
And yet, I still didn't understand the movie. So
followed the plot because I was so bored.
There's one bit where Lindsay Lohan is like supposed to be talking at a news desk. And they just shoot her they insert a weird reaction shot where she's in front of a green screen and they don't replace it with anything. It's just green screen.
I think that must have been just a shot that they had of her saying something completely at random. even just practicing a line or something, and it was just like, fuck it, put it in. It's close enough.
Well, if she worked 2 days, she was probably scheduled for 5, and 2 is what they got out of her.
I do. The cemetery scene they've kind of set some things up. Lindsay Lohan hires Christy Wolf, which is a terrific name. There's probably 8 porn actresses with that name. Christy Wolf.
I know of a Chrissy Wolf, so
it's pretty close. And then they have this scene in the cemetery, which is the only time the two of them are together, like those actresses are together in one place. And it's a really weird scene that just like it's just this weird power struggle and yammering. I like trying to unpack the threads of this story. But kind of interestingly shot. It's like that's the one day they had her. Like they had her probably. Everything else is the green screen in the back of the limo, except for this one scene where they're outside. So that was my favorite scene in the movie. I think
I think you're spending a lot of time on Lindsay Lohan.
I was asked to spend time on Lindsay Lohan.
I realize that. Yes. The most amazing thing about this movie to me is you introduce both vampires and werewolves, and
sort of
the movie would play out exactly the same if you just like called them, I don't know, Capulets and Montagues.
Yeah.
At no time does the werewolf or the vampire thing really come into play. I mean, there's a couple of action sequences where their eyes glow, but
kind of the violence of the final final fight is kind of the only that's the only real time that it's important is that. But I mean, that one's a werewolf and one's a vampire is never important. They could both be werewolves at it, or like both be some kind of. Like even just for that one scene where they fight and it's more than regular people could be throwing other people around. That's basically it. There is no other reason other than like, you know, so that to explain how Lindsay Lohan could throw anyone around.
Oh man, that fight was
sorry, Lindsay Lohan's body double.
All right.
Scoring, yes, perfect.
I think I've explained as much of the story as I feel like I've now done a summary of the film to go with.
Well,
Nick's.
I knew that the rest of us weren't going to be able to, so it had to be.
I still don't know what this movie was about.
I don't want to.
So bored.
I think it would have helped if you see an Underworld. that was kind of it. This was called Underworld 6. Like, yeah. It totally worked.
How about if it was called Underworld Shitty?
Actually, I'd like it to be Underworld X. Something like that, where it's just like you could assume that we missed like four Underworld movies or something before we got this one. It's like, well, now it makes sense because I haven't seen all the... Oh, and they haven't made enough Underworld movies to explain this one.
There's only like 40 of those.
Yeah, I don't know why I just didn't like throw on another like one more of those weird news scenes and it would have been an Underworld movie.
Yeah.
Might have been able to sell it. I mean, it can't be worse than the ones that they've made. all right. In our search for the ultimate B movie, we rate each film in five categories, none of which are objective quality. Pardon me. The first category we have is called Schlock Appeal, and we start with Stan.
Was that a little bit of drool? Like they had to clean up the Lindsay Lohan drool.
Yeah. I love that leathery face.
Jesus Christ, that's not creepy.
I love that Betty Davis at 50 look that she's got.
Oh, God. Well, it is 110% official that I have had way more laughs recording this show than I did watching the movie. I struggled a lot with this movie because of the fact that I was really trying desperately to watch this with a Boogaloo lens and to be able to really pull out the Boogaloo stuff. But instead, it seemed like they were far more interested in failing to tell a political thriller story, and not even poorly. Like even at the beginning, I was watching it and I was kind of like, "Wow, you know, like the direction isn't terrible, the cinematography's not awful. There's some interesting. Like it's not a movie that the kind of movie that I'd want to watch normally, but you know, I can see they're not without." Some level of talent or more to the point, they're certainly not without an edit system that has a lot of visual effects linked into it, but and they like to use them all, but I didn't find anything particularly schlocky in it other than the fact that Lindsay Lohan is sort of in it, and that's kind of a you know, that's kind of reasonable of a lot of movies where it's just like, hey, we brought Kevin Costner on for the day, and now he's on the movie poster. That's the same thing with, like, all these people. This is kind of what it felt like to me. I'm going to go a 3.
Wow, you're generous. How was this released?
What was it? We're not completely convinced
demand.
It was.
Video on demand, and it took 4 years to get to that.
Yeah, generic title. I kind of doubt any of the actors have ever been in anything
else. Wow.
It was originally called Within the Shadows. Excellent title.
Schlock to me implies a certain level of stickiness. Like, and if you threw this against the wall, it would not stick. It is the Teflon of movies. Zero. It's not schlock.
Oh man! If this was called Shit Appeal, it would have a chance. But Schlock Appeal. Because this movie is shit, but there's no schlock to it because it's just Teflon is a good word too.
I always rate this this category in how I pitched this movie to other people, and as you said, you more memorable than the movie to you was me talking about the movie to you. So because it's. It's Lindsay Lohan in a movie about vampires and werewolves, and I'm pretty sure she's supposed to be a vampire, is my pitch.
Yep.
Because it's never added, other than at one point someone says she is, it's never else another important otherwise. And my great love of all things Lohan, 8 for me. Something of the average. It really throws the average. more heart than budget.
Well, I guarantee.
We have a budget number. 12 million, I think it is.
At negative four. I mean, if it costs 12 million to make this movie, and this is what they managed to get out of it, then honestly, I mean, I think any movie that stars Lindsay Lohan automatically, you know, has to go under a five because she's in it. For a lack of heart, just because, I mean, if she could call it in, she would. And in this case, she did. So, zero.
If you told me she filmed this by Skype, I would not have been surprised.
No, for sure.
How did they spend $12 million on this? Excellent. I'm pretty sure the Hellraiser movies are shitting them out for like $3 million.
Completion insurance for Lindsay Lohan.
We need it
for 5 days, and the insurance company's like, "That's a long stretch for Lindsay Lohan."
That's a huge budget for what I saw.
Oh God, yes. When you told me that, I was just like, "What?"
I really want to rate it higher. I wanted to like use actual numbers. But
you're
then
like you a said, seven
then like you a, said like yeah. $12 million and I can't I'm a zero again.
All of the movie went into cocaine.
Well, at least that's I can
make sure she was on set.
They lured her to set by cocaine.
Wow, this is actually when you're saying what are those underworlds like 100 million?
It's probably it's diminishing returns. They're not. It's not one of those series where the budget goes up as the series goes along.
And when your lead actress is married to your director, owner of the property, things get a little confused on that one.
Well, I'm sure though that's if I'm sure it's like 8 to 10 times the budget of this.
First Underworld movie was made for $22 million.
Okay, well, it's still trying to compete with a movie and look as good as a movie with a lot more money. I think they spent. Now, here's the thing: they did what they could to make it seem like it was a more expensive movie than it was, and they did things like they couldn't afford special effects and they couldn't afford lighting because they spent it all on fog machines. So. So they did the shaky camera and the quick cuts to try and make it seem like it was far more kinetic energy and everything that they could. They tried from that perspective. four.
No. They did not try. When you say they didn't have money for special effects, I'm sorry. $12 million is a lot for special effects.
How much left after the cocaine?
And here's the thing. All of those things, like all of those video effects, are, you know, they're in Adobe Premiere or Avid, whatever the hell you're editing with. Like, to me, these are people who are just like, they took that 4 years that this wasn't released, and they just fucked around with effects and ways to make this movie look more special than it actually was.
No, I mean, exactly. Children of the Corn, like, 19, has better special effects. And I'm pretty sure they didn't spend $12 million on that.
Yeah, but they had talent. Four.
Well, again, I'm going to diverge from everyone else, and I'm going to go all the way up to a four. I think the director was trying for something, and I think that as we've been talking about it, I think there's a lot of story here that you get distracted by the low-handness of the movie.
I'd love to know how she got on this. I would love to know if it was the director's idea or somebody said, oh, we can do this if we get her. She originally tweeted out or put something on Instagram that she was on the set. But when the movie was actually released, she did no promotion. She didn't even mention it. She did nothing, right? So I would love to know that part, but you'll never get it.
I suspect that it only ever got the release because, I mean, it was released on video on demand about the same time the Lohan Beach Club was playing on MTV. That's probably the only reason it ever got its day. It'd still be on the shelf if there was, waiting for the moment where Lohan had popped up just enough in the collective unconsciousness that it was worth putting this thing out on video on demand. What the fuck moments?
The game for me was the same as I think most of you. When I saw the Lohan in that one back and forth scene where it's just like obviously both of them are on green screen terribly and they never are shot at a two shot, it's just back and forth, and I'm like, oh wow, is this cool? Like, does she do the entire thing on green screen in one location? And I would have totally given this a really good score if that had actually happened. Unfortunately, she showed up for a couple of shots, which actually kind of, you know, was like, oh, that's not what the fuck. That's actually like, oh, yeah, that's too bad. So that hurt. I'll say that the one little green screen moment in there, that was what the fuck to me, because it was completely out of place, and I certainly didn't, progressing the plot seems like a misnomer, because I don't know that anybody really knows the plot, but so I really didn't find anything that was like, it was just largely competently done political thriller that I didn't find interesting enough. So I'll give it a one.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm in trouble because we've done a lot of these now, a lot of movies now, and the WTFs on a lot of what we pick are off the scales in comparison to this freaking movie. And I'm not willing to give it points for simply existing. I'll give it a two, just because I want real numbers in at least one of my scores.
All right, is that it? Because I like that Stan said nobody knew what was going on. I'm thinking to myself, including the writers, mm-hmm. like they couldn't tell you the plot of this thing, but Jim can. Jim can tell you the plot of this thing better than the director or the writers. I was so bored that I couldn't pay attention enough to focus in on the WTFs that might have been happening too.
I think you've accidentally rated this on objective quality. I think as we're talking about it, there's I think you've already said more what the fucks than you're willing to give it credit for. Like the whole vampire werewolf thing is itself like this ongoing what the fuck, because there's no purpose to it.
That's true. I give you that.
This is both a what the fuck and a memorable moment, because it's I watched this movie originally with my wife Lacey, and she months like almost, what close to a year later remembered the what the fuck moment I'm about to say. there's a part at just past the 1 hour point of this movie where Loanne's character is talking on a news report, and it says on the bottom of the screen her comments echo those of her late husband, President Sherman. Her husband, President Sherman, is then assassinated 5 minutes later.
Okay, that's fantastic. That's spectacular. I'm going up to a four base just on that. That is a wonderful.
All right, I'll give it a three for that.
Yeah. That's.
Because her whole grand scheme is get her husband assassinated so she can step in and run for the presidency of what is variously called the European Federation or whatever. But yes, she gives and actually at the very beginning of it, the phrasing she uses at the very beginning of the film, which is also on camera, talk about her husband in the past tense.
Yes.
Okay. I suspect that originally those were all one long section at the end that they realized was too long for the pace of the movie and just threw out, like scattered throughout. So I'm going to 7 on this. Memorable moments.
Oh, Theo, I mean, 90% of this movie I want to forget. Desperately, desperately want to forget. And
always a good sign.
Yeah.
But you can't. So wanting to forget it and being able to are a conflict for this category.
It is true. I will never forget that I've watched a movie with Lindsay Lohan in it now. I will forget the name. I will forget the concept for the most part. I will probably not forget the fact that that really terrible double green screen scene of the two people talking to each other, Wolf and the Lohan.
Well, how about the terrible limo green screen scenes?
And the weird green light. That was like, you know,
yeah. For sure, there's some. Although you know, most of those I've already forgotten, so it's. Okay. I'll go with the three for the fact that Lindsay Lohan earned points in this.
Earned points.
She didn't earn anything else.
I think I'll remember this film. Not for the title, obviously. Not for anything that happens in it, but it does
your
have
hatred, your hatred of Jim for making you watch it.
No, it has a unique, like, I don't care vibe about everything about it. Like, this movie should not exist, yet I did sit there for the length of a feature film, and I'm pretty sure it exists. This shouldn't.
You're pretty sure the film exists, is your argument. I'm just checking. You're not 100%.
It shouldn't.
You're pretty sure that this film we're talking about exists.
It shouldn't exist, yet, you know, I didn't watch a blank screen for that amount of time. So I'm going to give it another two.
Wow. This movie had two completely unnecessary, gratuitous nude scenes, which were the only time I looked up and it had my attention.
And they weren't Lindsay Lohan, which I feel kind of
rude. I didn't. I only saw one.
There was one with the Kate Beckinsale, and there was another one with like this old politician and some woman that he apparently was having sex with. Long and unnecessary.
Totally forgot the Kate Beckinsale one.
The Kate Beckinsale ripoff, Chris Wolf one, was just, yeah. So, anyways, there's those two scenes, and like I say, they really did capture my attention very well. I don't know how well I'll remember them, but they were there. So, three.
The weird TV stuff. I'm definitely going to remember it. And I'm also going to remember that they left this wide open for a sequel.
Oh God, yes,
which is the most bold, like, balls out starting a franchise. I will admit that I cannot remember the name of this movie. I did have to look up what was that. I remembered everything about the film, but not the name of it. So all the way up to a 5 here. crazy concept.
It's an Underworld ripoff. By that token, I don't think it's all that crazy. Now, I will say there's a crazy moment where they attempted to go into the vampire thing where she needed like some sort of potion made, which was some fucked up shit. And made no sense within most of the context of the movie. But it tried to go into that. So, yeah, I don't know. It's weird because it's like you've got Underworld, and then you've also got the poor political thriller. I'll give it 4 low hands out of 8.
So,
we'll go 4 points.
4 points. You said out of 8, which
Well, it's true that an 8 is the highest you should be allowed to go with the film. Judging this, so that's a good logic system. There.
Yeah, it's a handicapping system.
Yeah.
All right, score it up, Nick.
I'd say the concept is pretty crazy, and I'll give it a 4 just to end this.
If you went in and said, here's my concept, you could pitch this and it's very easy, I think, for anybody to see that it's a film they could pitch. Like it's very simple concept. It's nothing new or groundbreaking. So 2, let's get this over with.
All right.
Now, don't you think it's a little bit crazy that somebody had to go like, you know, we got like Lindsay Lohan for an hour and a half.
That's not the concept. That's something else. That's
a financing pitch. It's a financing pitch as opposed to I think Underworld meets the West Wing is a pitch you do, but Underworld meets the West Wing, but we're never going to show a vampire or a werewolf on screen is a weird pitch.
Can I ask something actually? Sure. Has this become the standard for werewolves to not have to wait until there's a full moon to just be able to pull out their powers like they're superheroes anytime they fucking want?
Yeah, that seems to be pretty common now.
That sucks.
Yeah, because I think it depends on whether the werewolf is a character or whether the werewolf is an affliction. Because the older werewolf movies are, you know, Cycle of the Werewolf and the Wolfman movies and American Werewolf in London. It's something that happens to them.
Yep.
Underworld and Twilight, they are abilities that the person has, so they're all like a positive attribute as opposed to an affliction or a curse.
So they're just superpowers and then with wolf abilities, so that's not really a werewolf. What you're saying split, is another movie I've never seen, the Hunger Games, is that what you called it, or what was it, the Twilight? Other one, Twilight. I've never seen
That you haven't seen it doesn't surprise me. That you don't understand that that's what it's about is weird. I've also never seen it, but I understand what it's about.
I'm just saying these apparently have ruined werewolves for a full generation who doesn't know how cool that concept is.
Jack, just so you're not surprised in future, Zombies Run Now have for about 20 years.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
And they don't eat brains, they just eat anything.
Yeah, I got no problem with either one of those.
Yeah, they're the Running Dead.
I have a problem with the fact that you're extending this episode.
We're having a great conversation.
You know, they don't run in Walking Dead. Walking Dead, they don't run.
I think they're slow. Yeah, they kind of slow down as the series goes on. I think lighten up. We're having a good conversation about werewolves, and we're not going to get to do that again.
All right, let's go. Let's wrap it. Do the business.
All right, I'm also that's because they don't actually show a werewolf or a vampire do anything. Brings it up to a 4 for me. In each season, we have 6 secret modifiers. This film gets 4 of them.
Holy crap.
It does get a -1 for having ticked over the 95-minute limit at 96 minutes. poor film. If it had one less Lindsay Lohan talking to a green screen, at a front of a green screen, it would have made it.
Or like one less news thing.
Yep. If it had, it does get a -1 for the other 3 people on the podcast on a low rating the film. That was a modifier. this season for me, unfortunately, has become I'll show you mine if I make you show me. I'll make you watch mine and you make me watch yours. It gets a +1 for being the first film from this director in that it is the only film from this director. And it does get a +1 for its basic obscurity. It does have under 500 IMDb votes.
It is completely obscure. You so win hard on that.
To find. It's available. It was available on video on demand, which is where I had originally seen it. And now it is available on DVD. I'm not even sure it's available on Blu-ray, honestly. I think it may have been released only on DVD.
Well, is it on VHS? Because Nick and I watched it.
that does sound about right. Because of those last little bit of modifiers, though, it is not the bottom of the octagon. It is second from the bottom of the octagon.
Wow.
At a final total of 32 out of 100. Bringing it 0.5 ahead of State Park, which is still bottom of the octagon. 30.
Oh, State Park was such a damn disappointment. See, at least I wasn't disappointed by this. This is exactly the movie I thought it was, which is why I didn't watch it. You kept on talking about it. Whereas State Park, I was like, well, that's going to be great.
Yeah, I know. State Park was punitive. It's just like, hey, you're supposed to be awesome, and you totally suck. Whereas this is like, you're totally supposed to suck,
That's where that extra 0.5 came from, was lowered expectations of Lindsay Lohan in a vampire werewolf. Which again is a great concept.
Lindsay Lohan acting is not a great concept.
Acting. I like how you say that word. It's funny.
Yeah.
Beach club now,
but no, I mean, you know, absolutely. I'm really glad that you got your Lohan fix in for the show.
I think hopefully that's gotten your Lohan fix in for the rest of the history of the show.
Until Herbie fully loaded fits, yeah.
You turned down Big Budget B when I suggested it.
You'll come back.
Hey, I'm in favor of an entire Herbie season, so. Oh boy. Feel free to pitch that away.
Oh boy. All right. Well, so next up we have, we're going to Nick, and we got Trick Baby. We got Nick, Trick Baby. And,
Oh, man, say it with a little bit of funk in your voice, man.
Nick Baby, bring in Trick Baby. All right.
Trick Baby.
Okay. Well, wow. You know, yeah, let's bring the funk, and because you know I love the funk.
Funk,
but this movie did not bring the funk, and I'll say that for sure. So
this
okay,
mother out.
We're gonna let's.
What? Sorry.
Okay.
We're still on.
All right, Jim, tell the folks where to find us, please.
All right. Well, The Octagon, which I just mentioned, which is our ongoing record of our search for the ultimate B-movie, sortable in every category, including the final number, is on wetalkpodcasts.com. That is also where you can track us down on Facebook and Twitter. Look for their account, We Talk Podcasts. And on Instagram, we are at Kung Fu Electric Boogaloo on Instagram. And you can also subscribe to the show on YouTube and on all of the podcast apps you like.
All right. Well, that's good news.
Even some of them you don't.
Yeah. Subscribe all of them.
Subscribe on all the podcast apps you hate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And And let's tell people that there's a slight variation to each episode on every podcast. Yeah,
that's right. it's so true. You want to be sure to get the full experience, so absolutely download them all. Okay. Speaking of the full experience, Trick Baby coming up next. So that's about all I got to say for this. So for Jack and for Jim and for Nick, I am your host, it's Dan Stanadu, and thank you for listening to the Kung Fu Electric Boogaloo.
I'm immensely proud of our European Federation.
Do it.
You want it. Now.
Uncle Harry, how are you?
I've been shot.
What did you say?
The Silver Bullet.
Harry? What can I help you with?
I want to hire you.
For what?
Someone wants to kill my husband.
Why don't you go to the European police?
Because I think it's one of you. A werewolf.
And what makes you so sure it's not one of you? She thinks it's a game.
They need to see that this hasn't hurt our campaign, though.
Both candidates are wolves. If only the humans knew.
You have 2 days to kill it.
Have to be careful. They aren't even human.
Did you know what Harry was?
It's one of us.
Are you one of them too?
I thought you said you weren't following me.
And become a stronger, more peaceful order as an example to the rest of the world. Something my husband wanted for so long. He was a good friend to me. He was someone I could trust. Now you're that someone I can trust.